This is the Jimmy Doan Show. Starting up.
Yep.
This is good.
Starting up.
This is good.
I can tell we're starting.
Yeah, we're sort of live.
Live. I should listen to this podcast.
Yeah, well, this is... We'll see later on, at any rate.
Right.
And the phones, by the way, we checked the phones. We told everybody there was going to be an 800 number today.
Right.
And my guess is that it's not working.
No, we got it.
It was working earlier, but something screwed up, so it might not work.
1-866-95-JIMMY.
Yeah. It's not an act. Do you call that an 800 number? 866? Okay. 866-95-JIMMY.
It's 800 and something. It's in the 800s. It's 866.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, big day today. Big day. I had a whole big list of things to do, and suddenly, guess what?
What?
Unconfirmed reports of...
Bin Laden
could be dead.
The king is dead, long live the whatever, I don't know.
Saturday, September 23rd.
Yeah, Saturday, September 23rd, we have the usual crowd here, Jack Rhodes.
I'm here.
Our erstwhile barrister, Curtis.
It's me.
Yes, and engineer.
He's half of me, yep.
That's right, the Mixmeister. Anyway, the list that I originally had, of course, was, we want to say hello to a couple of listeners, and we'll do that. Is Bin Laden dead? I don't know. A little more talk about Iraq. So, some news coming out of there. Clinton, and also some news about Clinton and the Cesar Chavez business. Bill Clinton, right?
That's right.
And his new best friend Richard Branson. Some more international news about Afghan. How are we doing over there? Some news about Turkey. Where some of our listeners are.
Tastes really good.
Right. And Thailand.
Thailand.
Big military coup. A few things about that. Then we can get to some local news. Arnold has declared war on the autos.
California.
That's in California. And there's some people that want to move the Mississippi River.
Let's just move it.
Well,
just
we should.
10 feet that way.
Well, yeah. That's right. Well, I think they get everybody.
Well, not too far. Move it back.
That's right. They get up there, shove it. Walmart, of course, the
evil empire.
Evil empire.
They're drug dealers now.
Now they're going to be drug dealers.
That's right.
Cheap drugs, which is great.
Cheap drugs.
Also, some interesting stuff on Congress is getting involved in the web. And we, as usual, it's a big screw-up. We'll talk about that. And some more stuff on paper ballots, going back to the old school. And then light notes, which we've got... Plenty of.
Well,
the penis in the microwave. Which, speaking of,
welcome to Broadway show. There, the penis in the microwave.
Penis in the microwave.
Welcome, New Zealand. We got some guys from New Zealand.
Are you
right.
kidding? They're our new best friends. Where's New Zealand? Oh, is that next to Old Zealand?
It's over in Europe somewhere.
Tiny.
Come on.
No, I'm telling you, it is
Northern Europe.
It is astounding that the NZ, the sheep down there. No, Kiwis.
The Kiwis are
listening to us. And we hello.
Yeah, and South Africa,
that's right.
Rondberg, I believe, South Africa.
Well, when I was going through the stats here, I have a couple things that are interesting. First of all, our repeats are way up, and we want to thank you all, listeners, for that. We are running around 60% of people that keep coming back, which is good.
Well, good.
Usually, in the old days, we had like 1%.
You know, that's
people,
right.
They'd listen once and say...
Then it dropped to 0%.
We had 1% listening, and then 1% of them
and then
would listen
no,
again.
No, we're doing well, though. We're apparently doing all right.
And we appreciate it.
You know, you won't believe this. Here we are in Gainesville, Florida, USA. Game day today, by the way. Play
Woo-hoo,
the
Go Gators!
Go Gators, right? Wildcats.
Unless you're listening to the podcast in psych!
Yeah, then you'll know who won, and that's don't right. tell us. But here we're in Gainesville, Florida, USA, and what do you suppose is the city that listens to us most? Oklahoma City. Would you believe 10%? Of our listenership is in Oklahoma City. What have we done?
Woo-hoo.
Something?
We love Okies.
Did we? That's right. Well, I mean,
I'm an Okie from Finoki.
Did we carpet bomb them with money or something? Did we send?
No, I mean, that was someone else that bombed them. I believe.
Okay, and that's right. And Reno, Nevada is second.
Hey, glad
Gainesville
to have you.
Is third. Can you imagine we're third?
Well, that's because the people that know us, they only listen to us about a third of the time.
Well, that could be. That's right. I guess. And Oklahoma is the number one state because of Oklahoma City.
Well, we love Oklahoma. We'll be there.
Florida is number two, and then Ohio and Nevada. And after the United States, you would expect that most people in the United States, but what's number two, do you think, is Canada?
Canada.
And so anyway, we're real pleased about that. Yeah, I want to say hello to, but I did notice one thing from Canada in Brossard, Quebec. Eh bien, comment ça va? Somebody searched for us on Penis Pump.
And Jimmy Doan came.
Well, I mean, Jimmy Doan came up on the list. I'm wondering what the hell is going on here. You know, normally it's libertarian podcast or talk show or something along the lines. But why are we popping up numero uno on Penis Pump?
Do tell, Jimmy.
It's the miracle of engineering.
That's right.
Because people get we're a substitute for the penis pump.
They think they want a penis pump, but
this is a family show, and that's right. Yeah, so anyway, that's great. We certainly always appreciate our listeners. Okay, so on to the news. Bin Laden's dead. I mean, this is
he could. That's right.
Yes, an appropriate theme from the Mix My Stuff. This is crazy.
He's not dead.
He could be. He could. Well, apparently it's unconfirmed, and it was a French report or something. Now, this was reported like 2 hours ago. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon here.
We are always
ahead
of the curve. Here.
Always ahead of the curve, right? We're probably the first talk show, actually, live.
That's
talk
right,
show,
live.
To be announcing this. Yeah, okay.
That's why everybody else copied this.
No, but I mean, what does this actually... Do you suppose this means anything at all? I mean, does anybody actually care?
Would if he was.
Well, apparently they said that, you know, he was on, like, dialysis. I mean, he was carrying around a dialysis machine on the camel when he made the move from, you know, from I don't know how you hit.
It was attached to his walking stick, I believe.
Well, here's the deal. Think about it. When you move from cave to cave, you have to carry your Onan battery gas generator and your dialysis machine with you know, on two separate camels or something.
And your freaking cave traveler's card.
That's right. That's right.
You get those miles.
That's right. They accrue rather slowly at a walking pace.
Well, so if he is dead.
They said it might have been a month ago in some place in Pakistan.
Could have been. Well,
I mean, you're just, you know, maybe beautiful intel, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
for all our Canadians up there.
Yeah.
Eh?
No, I mean, is that the way you do it? We have 30 days afterwards. I mean, I would have thought what the deal was, the big, I won't say scare, but the October surprise, whatever you want to call it. Everybody thought that when is the election here? The midterm is like the November 5th or 6th or something. And the idea was that, George Bush would bring in Osama's head on a pike, 24 hours before the election, have a photo op,
right,
you know,
yeah,
with the head, you know, the head of John the Baptist and Osama bin Laden.
Ooh, I know what's going to happen.
What?
On Halloween Day,
yeah,
right?
That's it.
Bin Laden's going to come and go, ooh, isn't this the scariest thing you've seen? And he'll be alive.
Well, that's true. That's right. Well, I wonder, speaking of Halloween, I wonder if that's going to be a popular costume this year.
Dead Osama?
Dead Osama. Yeah. It could be. I don't know. Anyway, is this...
Oh, no, man. I wouldn't want to be going around in any kind of terrorist costume.
Can you imagine what would happen?
He went out as a live Osama, but came back as a dead Osama.
That's right. Well, the deal is that, you can imagine, trick or treat, here, where's the gun?
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Alabama emergency.
That's right.
Get away, Martha. I got him.
It is interesting when you see, it used to be when I was growing up, of course, we used to have all kinds of fun on Halloween tipping over trash cans. Where now, the 7-Elevens, you know, they used to give out candy.
You knock them over.
Well, they tell you, you know, don't come in here with your costume on,
right.
Yeah, the banks, you know, you can't even walk in with eyeglasses. And a hat.
Right. Except the robber actually comes in and he goes, what costume?
So anyway.
This is my work uniform.
That's right. What's your job? I rob banks. That's right. That's like Bonnie and Clyde. What do you do? I rob banks. Okay, good. Well, anyway, so the additional news, speaking of death, is that apparently as of a couple of hours ago, the death toll in Iraq by military people now.
Right.
The military death toll equals how many died in the Twin Towers. Is that right?
Yeah, the U.S. military death toll equals the U.S. casualties that were killed during the tower.
2,976.
Right. Or whatever it is. So that it took 5 years.
Less than 3,000.
Yeah, stuff took 5 years.
They finally got their quota.
Well, that's right. They finally got their quota. Well, it is...
Those frequent flyer miles to kick in now.
That's right. The frequent flyer. So the question is, who cares? When you realize and you think about it,
you mean that's not an important statistic, Jimmy?
I would imagine. Of course,
it's
important since we're Jimmy's mentioning.
It's important on a slow news day.
Boy, I'll tell you. Well, what do we got? Obviously, what do we today got? Was a slow news day.
Well, I mean, I think the question is that if we hadn't gone over there, would we have suffered any losses?
And the answer is
Nine and Schnitzel.
Nine and Schnitzel. Well, I mean, the thing
is, we lost 3,000. We lost 2,900 and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
You know.
And the buildings.
Good American service people.
Yeah, you don't think if we hadn't gone over there, would there have been another
attack? That's the question. That's what the politicians are going to say. It's like, well, we're gambling that this quota prevented some other.
Gambling with 2,900.
It's all on red.
Right.
Yeah. I got it all on red.
I mean, I think that's horrible.
Well, not only that, well, of course, this is, I'm not sure why this, in the grand perspective of things, why this number is so important. When you realize that probably tens of thousands of Iraqis have been killed, and civilians and military and everybody else, not to mention when they talk about the deaths of the U.S. military, not to mention literally the tens of thousands of injured people that are maimed for life. So
they probably won't hold a grudge.
Yeah.
Well, like the guy that went jogging with George Bush, he had no legs or whatever, right?
He didn't jog far, did he? They have, well, you did see where they have the new prosthetics.
We talked about that last time.
Oh, did we? Okay, the eight spiritual machines coming. Yeah, bionic woman. Oh, it's a woman, too. Yeah, that's good. The $6 million woman.
I don't think it was $6 million, was it?
Huh?
No,
I'm saying that.
Yeah, it's worth
a lot.
Okay.
Woo. That's
valuable.
That's like Anna Nicole, you know, the $6 billion woman. Okay, good. So anyway, that was a big deal. But I did notice that along the same lines here that when they talk about bin Laden, Bill Clinton's new best friend, the talk, as you know, in New York was Chavez. We're going to talk about that in just a second.
Hugo.
Clinton apparently is going to air tomorrow on 60 Minutes or some show.
He's been doing a lot of interviews lately.
He's stumping. That's right. He wants his wife to win so he can ride in Air Force One again.
Heck yeah, man.
And get laid. I mean, you know, this time it'll be...
He gets all the power with none of the responsibility.
Exactly.
Man, that's a deal.
Boy, can you imagine what the interns would look like then? I mean, oh my God.
Two cigars this time.
I'm going to be taking the Air Force One out for a little bit. You can just ride in that number two. I got some people I need to entertain. You know.
How many rooms
are in that? She won't complain. She's got to be tired.
Yeah, she's used to it.
That's right.
She'll have her own.
Boy, I can tell you, that'd be on my list. But I thought it was the headline. Apparently, he's going to, on this talk show, 60 Minutes, whatever it is, the extensive interview, he's going to lash out at George Bush.
He's
going to
blame Bush.
Blame Bush for not capturing Osama.
Right.
And say it's all his fault. It's all Bush's fault.
Not the three opportunities that he had.
Not the fact that the Somalis or the Sudanese or whatever said,
got him there.
Here he is. Here's the platter, and here's Osama on it.
Right, go ahead and look through the crosshairs,
And you can have him.
Look
and
right through
a freebie.
Here. Right.
It's a freebie.
Yeah, go ahead.
And he said,
not today.
And, of course, but it'll be interesting to see. Again, this is a classic case of a 12-step denial. I mean, this... And you can appreciate this, people. Certainly, if you've been president of the United States, and you're making $6 million a year in stumping, you've got to believe that people love you and that you're doing the right thing.
Well, look, he's got to put forth a Democratic platform whereby the Democrats are tougher and stronger in the war on terror. That's his goal with that issue. Is swish it around, Republicans, and say, they dropped the ball.
Swish it around.
Swish it around.
Swish it around a little.
And say, they dropped the ball, and then, therefore, you got to vote Hillary.
That's right.
Well, that'll be in 2008. Of course, she's already running. That's did you hear? But speaking of Hillary, I'm going to digress just for one second.
Digress.
Apparently.
Cue the digression music.
That's whatever my finger landed on. Because he's going to buzz off to some
right. I'm coming right back.
Not the fly.
I just want to mention that she apparently is going to hire Terry McAuliffe as her campaign manager, and some of her people are a little upset. So, okay, that was a digression. I'm back.
That was a quick one.
Jimmy's back.
Wow, that's a record.
So Clinton is grandstanding for the Democratic Party because they have been taking a hit lately.
When you read the article, it's fascinating to read the article about how, total denial, it's 100%, and Bush's fault, and they said, well, what about the coal What about the embassy bombings in the Africans? We tried. You know, we had problems. Couldn't do it. We did. Hey, I sent the missiles up. I sent the missiles up the alley, and we killed that camel. And he escaped that time, and so forth. So
tried.
Well, we expect this kind of rhetoric from. I mean, they say, oh, he raised $5 billion from Richard Branson for global warming. When you read between the lines, Richard Branson is investing $5 billion in alternative energy fuels.
No, we're going to, we have to take a break here in just a second, but let me, in about 45 seconds, when we come back, I do want to mention about Bill Clinton's new best friend, Richard Branson. They have a photo op.
That's
of
right.
them there. And of course, Richard is, he's a sport. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
And
it's a good tax write off there.
Well, that's what I guarantee you.
It's more than that.
Yeah.
So listen, don't go away. We got about a 4 minute break here. And we will. You may hear us because we may talk over some of our local stuff. What do we have?
We got to go. We'll be right back.
We'll be back in. Wait a minute. I still got 10 seconds to talk.
Go ahead.
Do you mind?
Can we say something in 10 seconds?
We can say something.
Bye.
What is this? The Jack Rose Show?
We'll be back.
Jack Rose.
JackRose.com.
After the baby, I started working out.
Okay, we're back.
It's the Jimmy Doan Show.
Here Saturday at
September 23rd.
And we're getting ready for the Wildcat game tonight in Gainesville.
Kentucky Wildcats.
That starts at 7:30. Okay, anyway, we wanted to talk a little bit more about Richard Branson, Clinton's new best friend, and Al Gore's new best friend, too, apparently.
Richard Branson, Virgin
Airlines, and Virgin everything
Empire.
Else.
He's not right. a Virgin. Oh.
No, he's
Virgin poor. Empire.
I've always thought he was just a fabulous guy. I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, fabulous. But what is he doing with Clinton and Gore? I mean, what is?
It turns out that when you become a billionaire, you immediately turn Democratic for some reason. Or
yeah, I mean, George Soros is one, and Bill Gates apparently.
Absolutely, and Warren Buffett just gave all his money to Bill Gates. So.
Can you imagine? I mean, you wonder why. I mean, of course, they don't care when you're. I guess
they've got so much money, they just have to give it away.
Well, that's okay. Let me just pay more taxes
because I have so much money.
Well, they either have a choice; they can either pay it in taxes or they can give it away.
Right.
I mean, that's, and so they.
I think this was a move. I bet he gets some kind of big tax break for all this investment in all this global warming, quote unquote, technology, which is really just a front for his investing in the new energy resources he wants to.
I agree with you. He's no fool.
No.
And I think that this is one of those things where he's gotten a whole new cadre of people that figure that they're going to go out and buy his records now, buy Virgin Records and fly on his airline now because he's pledged $3 billion over 10 years. Which is what, $300 million?
You mean he's not just that nice of a guy?
But now he's pledging the money. But he's pledging
it to himself.
Yeah.
All he's doing is
promotion. It's advertising.
Of course it is. But I think it's obviously a brilliant move.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, who's gonna make money on it?
He's not giving it. It's only from his airlines.
It's from the airlines.
It's not from trains.
It's not from
his records.
No.
It's not
and of course, if they don't make a profit. There is no donation. So, the airlines these days, I don't know if you know this, but they...
What, they're not doing well?
They're doing okay, I think, today, because in the last...
Luftwaffe?
Blitzkrieg. That one didn't do well.
Virgin Airlines, Flight 111. We've lost contact.
Did you see? Speaking of airlines, I'm going to digress for a second.
All right, digression music. There,
okay. Did you see? Shut up.
I love that one.
Okay.
Dude.
Did you see where they everybody's all upset because this the British airline guy took off from L.A.
Uh-huh.
And on takeoff, 200 feet above ground, lost an engine on a 777 or 747.
Right.
Lost an engine. Was flying to England.
Mm-hmm.
Lost an engine. Flames leaping out of the thing. I mean, the engine and the tower guy
misplaced it.
And the tower guy says, "Whoa, you've got an engine on fire." And the pilot comes back and says, "Oh yeah, we noticed that. We're going to turn it off." And
we got three more.
We got three more. Exactly. He said, "We have three more." And of course, what happened?
Not a 777.
Huh? No, it's a 747.
Okay.
And so he lost engine number four, whatever it was, turned it off, put the fire out. And
it's a mere flesh wound.
That's right. And that's what he said. No, he did. Don't laugh.
A mere flesh wound.
And
it's okay. Keep going.
And exactly. He kept going. And what happened was the Cleveland Air Center, Boston Air Center, Newfoundland, they all canceled his flight plan, figuring he's going to turn around and come back.
Right.
He didn't.
No.
He flew to England on three engines. And, of course, you can imagine being a passenger on that. You're looking out the window.
Right.
Here's this flames leaping out. And the Bockham says, don't worry. We have three
it's
more.
It's nothing.
So it's nothing. It's a flesh wound. And anyway, the point is that he got in the air and he phones back to the tower, phone home, whatever. And he says, we're going to go. And the tower says, what? You're going to, no, what? And he says, yeah, we got three. We checked with the home office, and they said,
a lot of those guys are former military pilots. They're used to flying like that.
Well,
you got three engines.
Yeah, right. You can still get another one out of the way and still fly home. So anyway, the turns
out. Can you get some people out of the tarmac to shoot at me as I'm coming in?
Well, you know, I love this part. When you read the article, you found out why this guy went on. First of all,
he still had both wings and most of a tail. Eh?
That's it. That's close enough. Well, one of the things that people didn't realize, and they were saying, was this monetary? And no, of course not. He was going to have to dump like 37,000 pounds of fuel someplace, you know, and you can imagine that raining down on your house and the suits that would follow in order to land the plane, because they take off, as you know, they take off way too heavy to land.
Right.
And then, of course, the delays and the rescheduling would cost, you know, $100,000, $200,000 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm.
Just very considerate.
So they said, screw it. We're going to go.
Right.
And, of course, they can fly on three engines. They can't get to 41,000 feet. They can only get to like 30,000. So the fuel burns up faster, a little faster. Right. But he made it to Manchester, England, then made an emergency landing. They dipped the little stick in the tank and they said, you could have made it.
Right.
You're fine.
And
do we have any video of the passengers on that, or audio of the passengers and what their reaction to this was?
Yeah,
or?
I believe it, something is.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right. Well, that's other than that. Right. So anyway, I thought it was interesting, and they're going to do an investigation, of course, and they are saying, did you put the people at risk and so forth? Anyway,
I think he declared an open bar for the remainder.
I would imagine. Yeah.
So it was fine. Everybody was like, well, okay.
That's right. So that was a digression.
Okay, digression.
Okay, we're back. We're back.
You can chew back.
That's right. Got him.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. How are we doing on... We got plenty of time.
We got
another 4 minutes.
All right, 4 minutes. Well, we can only start. I'm burning to talk about Hugo.
Oh, yes.
Because Hugo.
He is next on the list.
I can smell it. He was here, here.
You know, it was funny. I you'd think, being the literate fellow that I am, that I would have gotten immediately, within a nanosecond, the reference to sulfur, and it took me, I don't know, an hour or two to figure out what the hell he was talking about. I thought somebody had farted at first. Because, well, you know, that is hydrogen sulfide.
Right, it is
and,
sulfur.
You know, we used to light those babies off and...
You know. I fart in your general direction.
That's right. That's exactly right.
No, so anyway,
Hugo called him the devil.
The devil. A few times. At least once or twice.
Well, I think we have a clip of that from Venezuelan news.
Yeah.
Do we? Yeah, hold on.
That's it.
And the devil came here yesterday. The devil came here. Right here. Venezuela's leader called President...
Nope, that was it.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, that's good. So the devil was there. Well, it was interesting that two of the Democrats, which you would... The people were kind of surprised, chastised him roundly for calling Bush the devil.
I think Pelosi was one of
them. Well, and I forget who the other... Might have been Reid.
Yeah, it was Rangel.
Oh, Rangel, right. Rangel.
Well, I had some clips of Pelosi, but I didn't want the studio to heave their guts out as it was playing.
Oh, that's true. No, I can't. Well, of course, what was interesting was, of course, he got a standing O at the United Nations after his speech.
Right.
And then he promptly went over to the obligatory communist Harlem Baptist Church or whatever, and gave it, and was hugging and smooching with Danny Glover and the rest of the crowd over
He's giving away oil.
Yeah, exactly. He is giving away. Yeah,
he was giving away cheap oil. He actually was.
I thought it was interesting.
For our listeners that don't know this, he actually was.
Promising
discounted oil
for the
poor people in Harlem. For the children.
For the children in the United States.
Yeah.
In Harlem. And Harlem, right?
Only for you guys, cheap.
Well, I thought it was, apparently there's a big Citgo advert. Citgo is what it is,
right.
That's owned, I guess, by Venezuela,
right.
Now by Hugo.
Right.
And
Hugo.
Hugo, that's right. That's right. No, he was speaking with a Spanish accent.
Hugo Chavez.
That's right. There's a big Citgo ad in Boston, and they want to yank it down. They're going to use eminent domain, I guess, to yank it down, put up an American flag. They said, somebody said, I mean, it's just so, right. It's so silly to me.
It may be owned by Venezuela, but there's 400,000 Americans that are still working for Citgo. So.
Oh, is that right?
Well, sure.
I did not know that.
Well, it's not a bunch of Venezuelans that own the Citgo gas stations on the corner.
It isn't?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It could be Hugo.
That's.
I heard when he left, it still smelled like the devil's ass.
It's the devil's ass, that's right.
I think that's
well, you would know.
I've worked some places as a temp job, I'll tell you. Yeah,
someone should have jumped out and just said, Hugo, no, that sulfur you smell, that's your ass.
That's right.
smelling your own ass.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, Hugo.
It's a family show.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, Hugo was lauded, and although it reminds me a little bit of.
Well, he stole the show.
He stole the show, and from Bush apparently got up there and gave a talk also. Oh, and also they had the guy from Iran over there. He was lauded. Whatever. He was lauded, and the one good suggestion was they wanted to move the UN to Venezuela.
Sounds great.
I thought, cool.
Move you know, on. Let them pay for it.
Valuable real estate. We got about 10 seconds here. We have to take a break.
Well, let's talk about this more, too.
When we come back, we want to talk about a little more international news, Afghan war on drugs. Be right back.
Why can't we be humble like the good Lord said?
Okay, how are we doing in the other room? We doing okay?
Yeah.
Okay. We're doing great.
Okay, so you want to finish up before we get to the Afghan on
Hugo. Jack Chavez.
Rhodes here. Okay,
Jack Rhodes.
That's right.
Corner.
Jack Rhodes.
That's right. Jack talks out.
That's right. Jack speaks.
Well, something that...
The shrinking violet. Jack Rhodes.
I want to remind our listeners that it was just a matter of weeks ago, before the UN, that
You mean before the meeting?
The meeting.
They had a meeting in Cuba.
They had a charrette, so to speak.
Ah, yes.
A charrette. And said, hey, what are we going to do at the UN this year, man?
And we're going to disrupt things, man.
We're going to talk about the devil. and we're going to bring a coca leaf, too, man. Who was it that had the coca leaf?
Morales.
That was Morales. Well, of course, he had to bring it in diplomatic pouch.
Where's the coca leaf about?
He brought a coca leaf with him to the UN when he was making his speech. He held it up. The only part I saw was he said, look, it's green. It's not white like cocaine. I don't know if he was trying to prove that cocaine
you can't
doesn't
snort
come
it,
from
me.
Yeah, something.
Don't try to take it from me. It ain't going to snort.
That's right.
Until he's like... I'm trying to get the first part of that, but yeah.
That's right. Well, the big snort, so.
Yeah, that's always.
Don't we have a clip of the how many times he said the El Diablo? Because he really did steal the show.
And the devil came here yesterday.
Yeah.
Called President Bush the devil about
right
eight
here.
Times.
Llamo El Diablo. Del diablo, el diablo, del diablo, el diablo, del diablo, del diablo, del diablo.
Yeah,
I guess
it's the Diablo rat.
Do you think? Right. Well, and what does that mean again? That's Spanish for okay. No, that's good. I speak Spanish like a native.
That's right. You forgot. Mm-hmm.
That's right. I forgot. No,
you're our Spanish interpreter here, sir. Mm-hmm.
That's right. I am.
The
well,
devil.
And also the Curtis as well. No, that do you think he was trying to make a point?
I think he.
He's getting.
Well, so anyway, they all met in Cuba. Now, speaking of Cuba, of course, where was Castro?
Castro,
he's still in bed.
He's out in the car with the other part of the.
They got him. They got him.
he was in the van, man.
He was grinding it up into a fine powder.
Well, what they did. Well, you say
make
that.
Make it white.
I solved that problem for you.
What they did is they broke open a couple of packets of Sweet and Low and told him it was cocaine. He didn't really.
Anthrax.
That's right.
Has Fidel taken back over from Raul?
I read someplace where. They were projecting that he was going to be back in the saddle again in December. What is that all about?
He's on vacation.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, You don't hear much about him. Yeah,
he's recuperating, right?
From
syphilis.
Yeah. Well, you know, unfortunately, you know what? Syphilis. The final stages of syphilis are dementia.
That's right.
Which, of course, he's been doing that for 40 years. So I don't. He's been in the final stages.
It's a very
stage.
Bad case.
A very bad case. That's right. Lengthy. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm done with that. Right. We can squeeze that baby off.
We'll talk
off
about, yeah, we pinched the
No, we're speaking
off,
about drugs, though. As long as we're speaking about drugs, I want to move on to Afghanistan.
Oh.
Big news. Poor yield for Afghans. This is from...
But they make some heroin over there?
Well, no, they're talking about we talked about this in one of the shows, I think maybe last week, about the big deal. The cocoa crop is setting records.
Poppy crop.
Poppy crop. Yeah. That's kind of an interesting.
Like Wizard of Oz, man.
Yeah.
That's dancing through the
poppy. The poppy crop was poppycock.
Something. That's right. We could have some fun with that. Not time enough.
So who's messing
that
up the heroin, man?
Well, apparently. I'm not sure exactly. But, you the know, opium. when the Taliban was in control, the poppy crop was cut off.
Ooh.
The cock was cut. Poppy cock was. They did a Lorena Bobbitt on the crop. So the but now it's back in spades, and apparently, so to speak, they're talking about some guy was caught with 37 pounds of heroin hidden in his car, and he was going to Iran, Iraq, someplace like that, obviously headed for the United States.
He's getting the hell out of there.
Yeah, right. Well,
I'm going to take my drugs and drive.
That's right. So,
anything is better than this.
But I think that the
with that
what
much drugs
they're talking
went,
about, they're turning Afghanistan into another Colombia. The war in Afghanistan, obviously they've lost. I mean, I wonder if the drug people over in Afghanistan are supporting the military now, as they did in Vietnam, for instance. I mean, what's interesting is that the quantity of stuff that's coming out of Afghanistan is just phenomenal.
Well, this is just the economy thriving on its own. This is the economy coming to life in a place that was destroyed. The free market.
Free market.
You know, and what sells is drugs. You know, one thing they can sell over there is heroin.
Well, it's Afghanistan.
So they don't have to think about the rest of their life.
Think about it, though. Somebody needs to whip out a calculator
here. They're shipping it all over here.
Afghanistan's opium output this year was 6,700 tons. 6,700 tons. Not pounds. Tons. I mean, that's more than we use here. I mean, that's...
You mean here at the Jimmy Dones?
Right. And,
which is remarkable that they outstripped us there.
Our heroin use.
That's right.
In the studio.
That's right.
That's more than we've got right here in this house.
Well, I mean, they have, apparently, they have, you know, the high-powered hashish and everything. I mean, they got all the...
Well, they're shipping that directly to Willie Nelson, I think, now.
That's right.
Poor Willie.
Where's that digression music, baby?
No, we
got to talk about Willie for a second. Poor Willie.
That's shooting fish in a barrel, though.
Willie.
That's what they said in the article. They're like, come on, so, man.
For those of you that don't know, Willie and his entourage, his tour bus was pulled over, and before the officer got two sentences into it, he was
stoned. That's right. He opened the door.
And he wrecked his car.
He opened the door, and the officer was immediately stoned.
That's right. An odor emanated.
It was not sulfur either. Right. Mm-hmm. So a search of the bus produced 1.5 pounds of marijuana and 0.2 pounds of narcotic mushrooms.
Hey, they found the mushrooms. They probably lost those.
Damn it.
Hey, thanks for finding those.
Yeah, they were on the dashboard.
Curtis, I have a question. When they stop you like this, like a broken tail? This is a big... Have you seen Willie's bus? I mean, it's a monster.
It's a big picture of a pot leaf on the side.
Is it really?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, here, arrest me.
Well, whenever they stop somebody like Willie, I guarantee you there's like a sign-up list. Do you want to stop Willie today? Oh, do you want to bust him today for marijuana? No, I busted him last week for marijuana. You can take him today.
Most people know he smokes marijuana.
Though the thing that I ask is, as always,
we love Willie.
But, I mean, he's obviously been stopped maybe once before. And the question is... You're riding down in your own tour bus. You're on the road.
On the road again, right?
And somebody pulls you over for what? I mean, I don't know what. I mean, maybe, broken daylight, speeding, whatever. And so they open the door. And I guess that when the whiff of MJ comes out, that's probable cause, eh?
Yep.
Okay. And they can do what then?
They can arrest you and they can search your place. I mean, they can't arrest you for marijuana just yet because they don't have any at that point. If you smoke at all, you're in good shape.
That's right. So the lesson, boys and girls, just bring enough that you can smoke.
Well, I would imagine. I mean, what gets me about this is you've got to figure that they were stoned to begin with, because the first thing you would have next to the door would be a big can of
Osium.
Lysol of some spray. Right.
Yeah, Lysol. Right.
The driver wasn't smoking. You know, I mean,
to be. Yeah, exactly. Hello. No,
they have one of those air fresheners that's like the full size of a real Christmas tree.
Yeah. hanging from the mirror.
Right.
It's
a
Christmas tree. No, but I mean, seriously, when you think about it, if the guy, unless the driver was in a hermetically sealed compartment, if he opened up the door, the driver was stoned.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, what I thought was funny too was that none of them, all four of them,
they probably got him because he was driving really slow.
None of them denied it. They were like, "Yeah, that's mine.
Yeah.
Man, can I have that back? Yeah. What are you taking it all? Well, that's not very nice.
I think we got to take a break.
Okay. Do we have to take a break?
Hold on a second. That's my clock's wrong.
We need to take a break.
We'll have to close off that Willy digression with the...
We have to take a break in 45 seconds.
Okay, great.
Not only 45.
Okay, this is great. So the next thing...
Ties back in. We're done with Willy, moving back into Afghan,
right. And
the drugs.
And so I'm actually pretty much done with that.
Oh, yeah, we're done.
Let's take a break. We're going to take a drug break here in about 30 seconds. No, but when we,
all that new heroin
when we
just
come
came
back,
over.
Wait a minute, we'll talk a little bit more about terrorism, because they got a new fish that's going to save us.
Canary in the coal mine.
And, canary in the coal mine, fish in the water, whatever. And then we're going to also move on to some of the lighter notes in Turkey, and also we want to talk a little bit more about Thailand before we leave.
And we got to talk about the Pope.
I forgot about the Pope.
The Pope.
So we'll be back in, about 2 minutes or so?
Yeah, you sure will.
3 minutes.
Okay, bye-bye. I thought this was a fascinating article. The fish are being used to detect terrorist attacks on our water system.
Mm-hmm.
They're bluegill fish. Apparently, they're about the size of a human hand.
It's a brim. It's a brim. It's a sunfish.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not
this
an
is like
ocean
the,
sunfish.
This is like the canary canary in the coal mine.
Let's put the fish in the water. The fish boils. Then,
that water's not any good.
Hey. Well, they're highly attuned to chemical disturbances in their environment when exposed to toxins. The experience
like a,
of fish.
Like a frog.
I love this. They experience the fish version of coughing and flexing their gills to expel unwanted particles.
Yeah, it's called dying.
Well, that's right.
When they die, see that fish coughing? Oh, yeah, he just died.
No, I have found out that belly up actually is a pretty good indicator when they flip over on their backs and, float. Anyway,
Alcatraz prisoners work just the same as these fish. We just don't quite have as many.
They closed Alcatraz.
A while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm sorry. I'm missing a point here. I'm missing something. Jack is coming in from.
He wants to go back to the day of food tasters.
That's right.
I guess is there a tear in the time warp space continuum here that I'm missing? I'm not sure. Anyway, San Francisco's bluegills went to work. I like this. Went to work about a month ago, guarding the drinking water of more than 1 million people from substances such as cyanide, diesel fuel, mercury, and pesticides.
That's what your Homeland Security gets you. It's a bunch of fish guarding.
Eight bluegills.
They were cheap.
Swim in a deep tank in the basement of a water treatment plant south of the city. I mean, they don't get to see it. I mean, what kind of working conditions are there? I want to know where the PETA
people
are.
I bet you that's covered by the leash law.
I want to know where the PETA people are. Can you imagine?
Where's PETA Paul and the Vipers?
I'm astounded that they're not picketing for unsafe working conditions. Think about it. Unsafe working conditions. Specifically.
Brim could be subjected to death at any moment.
I mean,
coughing, at least.
Coughing, that's right. I would imagine that...
Need a little Benadryl.
It seems...
Do they get Medicaid?
It's Finadryl.
Well, do they get paid?
Right.
I mean, how do they get paid? You know, gourmet worms?
I bet they don't get paid as well as those animal bordello animals.
We talked about on the last show. Right. Inside joke.
That's right. Well, no, if you listen...
No pun intended.
That's right.
Yes, the pun was intended, and it's not that inside a joke. In fact, all you do is call up the Jimmy Doan website and listen to last week's podcast. It's all there. It's all there for the initiated.
So we're protected by fish. I feel safer.
Well, they can't detect germs, it says here, and they're no use against other forms of attacks. I love this part here. This was one of these. I'm glad there's a warning label on this. They're no good against other sorts of attacks, such as bombing of a water main.
Damn.
Yeah, dang. An attack by computer hackers. Well, boy, that's a surprise. I thought for sure.
The fish took the keyboard.
That's right. And they tapped out a virus, and they detected the virus, and the, yeah, okay. But the, anyway, the system started about $45,000, and they said that there's no computer that's as sophisticated as a living being, which, of course, we know better than that, right?
Absolutely.
How?
Well, deep think, of course.
Deep blue.
Large think, whatever. Somebody beat somebody at IBM.
But
I still like the Whopper.
The Whopper.
It's hard to beat the Whopper.
No, I love the Whopper.
Damn it, I'd piss on a spark plug if I thought it'd do any good.
Oh, he's got General Bacharach ready to go.
That's right.
General Behringer,
Behringer, right. But you
how far is this fish? Is this fish stuff going to go?
They've ordered it for New York City. They're gonna. Apparently, it's a big deal. I mean, it's another line of defense against.
It'll be a felony to kill a brim.
Yes, that's right. No, I mean, that's right. Can you? Well, unless except in the pursuit of duty. I mean, they're gonna have. You know, when the police die, they come out in uniform. What do they call it in? Dress blues.
Drag.
Drag. Yes, that's right. To honor the fallen. And so when one of these fish goes belly up in the line of duty, do they, they have a
tool? Cue the toilet flushing.
Do not have it.
No, we'd just sell that to Mrs. Paul's and get another one.
Well, they're not really good eating. Brim, you don't eat them, do you?
No, you can't.
Sure you do.
People you do.
Around here, a lot of people eat it.
Yeah, seriously.
Anything they catch.
That's right.
Is dinner.
Yeah,
that's right. So anyway, I'm pleased to see that that they have a new line of defense against terror. The fish,
that's genius.
Eight bluegill,
genius,
protecting San Francisco. Is this? I wonder if this is like the 747. You know, they lose an engine. If you lose a bluegill,
that one's not coughing. He's just sneezing.
Thanks. Okay, I'm moving on. Okay, you're right about that. The next thing I had on the list. I'm not sure whether this should be in, wait a minute. No. Wait a minute. I had something else on the list. Speaking of fish.
Tell us, Jimmy. Tell us.
They've discovered a shark that walks on fins.
Oh, yes. This is great. I saw that.
I mean,
shark, baby.
He does not come out of the water.
Land shark. The first thing I thought was Saturday Night Live.
Absolutely.
Classic skit. Yep. I mean, that is one of the best I've ever seen. That's better than
if you're
me.
The SpongeBob generation. You may want to go Google that and see that.
Right. Land shark.
Land shark video.
Oh, my God.
Saturday Night Live.
I think it's a shark.
Candygram.
No, I think you're a shark out there.
No. Pizza delivery. No.
And then finally he just says, land shark. Okay, land shark. Oh, it's the land shark. Come on in.
No, this is. So anyway, that was my first thinking about this. Well, what is fascinating in a way about this, though, is two things. First of all, obviously, there's a lot of the bottom of the ocean hasn't been discovered yet. As you saw, they found last week, they found oil.
I think it's all been discovered. I don't think it's been explored.
Yeah, they know it's down there.
They know it's there.
Pretty sure.
Oh, okay. You're pretty sure there's a floor down there?
I'm going to go with yeah.
Okay.
Could be.
Yeah. Thank you so much. So Jimmy looks like an idiot.
We're here to back you up.
There is a floor at the bottom of the ocean for 500 bob. That's it.
So, but I thought when they're doing this, this new species, and one of the things that I suppose it's endangered now, probably put on the endangered list.
The walking shark?
The walking shark, yeah. Right. The
land shark.
The land shark, right.
Now, he only walks underwater.
I know, that's true. And it seems a little lame, so to speak.
Right. They'll genetically engineer something here in the future.
So the shark can't walk up on the beach and have a margarita with you, is what you're saying?
No,
or eat an IRS agent.
We would wish. Right? It would be,
that's what we need to engineer.
Well, the fact is that they're down at like 16,000 feet or something. I figured if you pop an IRS agent down there, they'd kind of implode.
Yeah, and then they could eat him. Then our whole dream would be complete.
It'd be like the what is it on Futurama? That little animal that does it makes
Nibbler.
The Nibbler makes the antimatter bullets.
Dark matter,
right? Mm-hmm. And so I would imagine that almost anything you drop down to 16,000 feet ends up being practically dark matter.
It will be.
That's right. Soon. That's right. As soon as it comes out of that shark, it'll be dark matter.
All right, back to politics.
Okay. So what I want to talk about was the next thing, which we got time. The writer. This has to do with a whole slew of things that we're going to talk about international, the different governments, different from our own, what they do. In Turkey, they have big deal. They acquitted some lady for writing insults. She had written a novel.
What?
Yeah, fiction.
Fiction novel.
And in the fiction novel, this is like the Salman Rushdie or whatever it is thing.
Salman Rushdie.
Whatever. I don't know. Rushman. he was on the hit list. What do you call it? They had a contract out on him for years.
Right.
Because he insulted in his novel about this business about something to do with Islam, I guess. And which, of course, it doesn't take much to piss these guys off. We're talking about the Pope here in just a second.
That's right.
But, I mean, can you imagine that these guys are saying they're violent? I'm not violent. I'm going to kill you for saying I'm violent. You know what? Off with his head for saying I'm violent. Anyway, this writer, she's accused of insulting Turkishness in her novel. I mean, can you imagine they took it to court? They took, they charged her, indicted her, hauled her into court for saying something in her novel. And I don't know exactly
what. It just goes to show you people will make crazy things illegal.
But I mean,
She insulted Turkishness.
Yes, that's right. It turns out that it's the established a restrictive interpretation of Article 301 of the Penal Code, which is not in line with the European Court of Human Rights and Europe, and so forth and so on. And so the government is reluctant to change this law because everybody in Turkey likes it. Can't insult Turkey. You can always tell when governments are going downhill and this happened actually in this country.
When you've lost your freedom of speech.
Well, when it becomes against the law to insult people in your country or your countryness.
We're going to talk about this and we'll come back.
Okay. Well, are we going to come back?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, we're coming back.
Okay. I think we're supposed to. I think we've got 40 seconds to go.
Okay.
Okay, good. That's my thing. Anyway, so
keep going.
I'm keeping going.
Good.
When we do come back, I want to talk a little bit about the Thai coup. Something along those lines.
He left town and they decided to
can you imagine?
Start a new government.
That's right.
While you were gone,
mice will play.
And I think it's probably the last.
And then we're going to talk about the Pope.
About the Pope. What is it? It is astounding to me that the religious leaders, they all have funny hats to begin with, I notice. They all have you can tell them by their hat. And I don't know, it's kind of a hat war or something like that. Anyway, we'll be back after the hour, and we'll go on for our last hour.
Yep.
Baby, you're a natural.